Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, precious listeners. You're welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, where faith meets purpose, and purpose leads to victory. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Take a deep breath. Wherever you are, driving, preparing for work, or just waking up, this word is for you. Today's devotional topic is When God Works While You Wait. Our Bible text is from Isaiah 40, verse 31, which says, But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In his book, The Wright Brothers, historian David McCullough tells the story of Wilbur Wright and Orville Wright. Before their historic flight in 1903, they spent years in obscurity, studying bird wings, testing gliders that crashed, recalculating designs, enduring public skepticism and financial limitations. For years, nothing seemed to take off. But while the world saw delay, something was happening in the background. Knowledge was increasing. Skill was sharpening. Endurance was forming. Vision was maturing. Then one day at Kitty Hawk, everything changed. What looked like wasted years became the foundation for breakthrough. Can I tell you something this morning? Just because nothing is happening around you doesn't mean nothing is happening for you. Beloved, God is working in the waiting. Waiting is one of the hardest seasons of life. Can be waiting for a job, waiting for healing, waiting for marriage, waiting for financial breakthrough, or waiting for prayers to be answered. Have you ever prayed and wondered, Lord, why is this taking so long? Let me encourage you, delay is not denial. Silence is not absence. Waiting is not abandonment. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 reminds us, And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Notice it says all things work together. That includes the waiting seasons. What is God doing while you wait? Let's quickly look at this. 1. God is building your character. James 1 verse 3 says, The testing of your faith produces patience. Patience is not weakness, it is spiritual strength under control. Many times, God uses your waiting period to build up in you a character that you need to move on and succeed at the next level. 2. God is positioning you for his blessing or the opportunity ahead. In Genesis 39 verse 41, Joseph was in prison before he entered the palace. The prison felt like a setback, but it was actually a setup. If he hadn't been in that prison, he would not have met the cupbearer. If he hadn't met the cupbearer, he would not have stood before Pharaoh. Think about your own life today. Could it be that where you are right now is part of divine positioning? God may be delaying you to keep you at the right place to receive what he has planned for you. And 3, God is preparing you for what you prayed for. Sometimes the blessing is ready, but we are not ready for the blessing. When this happens, God can keep you in order to build your capacity to receive what he has for your life. God loves you too much to give you something that will destroy you. Let me ask you this morning, what are you currently waiting on God for? Have you allowed discouragement to creep in? Have you started comparing your timeline with someone else's? Here's a word for you. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Did you hear that? Wait upon the Lord and he shall strengthen you. Waiting is not passive. It is active trust. It is choosing faith over fear. It is praising before the promise appears. Can you praise God today? As you go this morning, I declare over your life, In your waiting season, you will not waste away in Jesus' name. Today, God is aligning people, resources, and opportunities on your behalf. What looks delayed will manifest at the appointed time in your life in Jesus' name. You will not miss your divine moment. Strength is rising in you right now. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 says, "Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come." I declare, it will surely come in your life in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take 30 seconds to reflect and ask yourself, am I trusting God fully, or am I trying to rush Him? What lesson might God be teaching me in this season? Action steps for the day. Instead of complaining about the wait, thank God in the wait. Today, intentionally praise God for something that hasn't happened yet. That's faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for." If you feel delayed, remember, God is never late. He may not come when you expect Him, but He always comes at the right time. As we close, let's make our confession of faith for the day. Say this boldly with me wherever you are. Today, I trust God's timing. God is working behind the scenes for my good. My waiting season is yielding strength, wisdom, and favor in my life. I will not give up. My breakthrough is coming at the appointed time. Today, I walk in renewed strength and unshakable faith. In Jesus' name, say it one more time. I will not give up. My breakthrough is coming at the appointed time. Today, I walk in renewed strength and unshakable faith. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener. Lord, I ask this morning, in their waiting seasons, strengthen their hearts. Remove anxiety. Remove fear. Renew their hope. Align every delay for divine purpose in their lives. Let doors open at the appointed time for them. Let testimonies arise from seasons of patience. And order their steps today. Protect them, guide them, and let them see your hand at work, even before the manifestation appears. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this devotional blessed you, share it with someone who might be in a waiting season. You never know whose faith might be restored today because you shared this message. Remember, while you are waiting, God is working. Have a victorious day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.